This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I just want to share with you three important verses that are the concluding verses from Surah Al-Hijr. SubhanAllah, these verses actually contain the remedy for when going through, like, you know, hardships, if you're going through stress, if you're going through anxiety, if you're depressed, you're going through, you know, sorrow, grief, whatever it is that you're going through, these three verses are really, really important in giving you that soothing feeling that you're looking for, inshallah ta'ala. So, as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, you know, he went through some hardships. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called names, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he has emotions, and he was feeling down. And Allah azza wa jal, in one of these verses, at the end of Surah Al-Hijr, he says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. He says, we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we know that your sadr, your breast, your chest is becoming tight, from what they are saying, you know, from the accusations and the assaults and the attacks that he was getting. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Now Allah Azza wa Jal is going to share with him the antidote. He's going to share with him the words to give him that relief. And these are words not only directed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are directed to us, to all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. So the first one he says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih, glorify the name of your Lord, you know, the greatness of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ, make tasbih. So when you're feeling down, enter into a state of dhikr, of saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. One of the most powerful forms of dhikr is to say astaghfirullah. Just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You know, saying la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These are all yani statements that we know from that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to say. So he says, fasabbih bihamdi rabbika. Now number two, a very, very important one, he says, wa kun minas sajidin. And be from the ones, or be from amongst those who make sujood. Now if you notice here, Allah azza wa jal doesn't say just pray, but he reminds him of the most important part of the salah, the heart of the salah, the core of the salah, probably the most important position of the salah, and that is the sujood. Because when you're in sujood, when you're in prostration, you are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence that's the best time to make dua. So here Allah azza wa jal is reminding him of sujood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was reminding him of the actual sujood, and we know that in sujood you can make dua. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. And then he says, وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and be from amongst those who prostrate. Let's ensure that we are performing all of our salah on time, inshaAllah ta'ala. There shouldn't be any excuses. Wallahi, if we want success and we want to come out of our difficult situations with in a way that's successful, then we need to flee to the salah. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. And the mu'adhin, what does the mu'adhin, what does the caller to prayer say? He says, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come to pray, come to success. That's where the success begins. If you're not praying, or you're not praying on time, or if you have a very, you know, complacent attitude when it comes to your salah, then, you know, how are you going to have that solace that you're looking for, inshallah ta'ala? So let's go back, and he says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Rabb until yaqeen comes about, until the certainty comes about, until death comes about. So always be in a state of worship, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is reading the Quran. See, here Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't limit to any one specific act of worship. So yes, tasbih is important, salah is important, okay? But then after you're doing that, do a lot of acts of worship. Acts of worship are what going to see you through your hardships. And you, subhanAllah, you never know which act of worship is the one that got you out of the mess, that got you out of trouble, that made you happy. You know, subhanAllah. So engage in various acts of worship and be consistent. And as with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, you know, khairul a'mali ila Allah adwamuha wa in qallat, the best of actions in the sight of Allah are those actions that are consistent and that are regular, even though they may be in small amounts, small dosages, small portions. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all steadfast and to instill happiness into our hearts. So let's wrap it up, inshaAllah ta'ala. Surah Al-Hijr, the last three verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your heart is feeling constrained, your breast, your chest is feeling constrained, from what they are saying. And then he says the three elements, the three constituents of happiness, and that is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, make tasbih, remember Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, move your tongue with the remembrance of Allah, moisten your tongue with the dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, engage in the, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the sujood, in all of your prayers and the supererogatory prayers, those additional prayers, you know, that come with the obligatory prayers and the additional ones, the sunan that the Prophet recommended, and of course, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and always worship Allah Azza wa Jal through different acts of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me and from you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah.